That's always fun, isn't it? Every year, in most churches, kids usually have center stage, don't they? A chance to sing or participate in a service. Why do we do that? Is because it's cute? Yeah, it's stinking cute. Is it because the parents want us to do it? Yeah, that's partly the reason we do it, because the parents like it. Is it because it's fun for the kids? Yes, we do it because it's fun for the kids. Listen, this church exists to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the church includes children. Amen? You know, the disciples had to learn this lesson. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 through 15, look at the disciples as they were looking at Jesus, and the children were brought to him, and that they may lay hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked the people. He didn't want the children. Or the disciples didn't want to bring the children to Jesus. He would be too busy to lay his hands on the children. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. And do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of heaven." It is preached at the very beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2. As Peter's great sermon, he says this. He says, "The promises of God are for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord calls." Our Summit ministry exists to serve the children of this church and to point them to Jesus Christ. To be a part of God's church means that you have fully trusted in God's saving work through Jesus Christ. Can children believe that? Absolutely they can. And so this is their opportunity. We bring them up because if they know Christ, if your children know Christ, they are part of the body of Christ. And we want to rejoice with them. We want to encourage them. Joe and Liz and Melody, so thankful for your ministry and the Summit Ministries. Specifically, Joe and Liz lead the Summit Ministry as a whole. That goes from the nursery all the way throughout all the ministries for those kids. And so, Joe and Liz, thank you again for all the work you guys do. And guys, are you thankful for them? Can I get an amen? Amen. This morning, again, I'd like to look, and I promise it'll be a shorter message because you got your kids in there, but they need to hear this too. And I'm hoping you might be able to share some of this with them as we celebrate the Christmas season together. But if you haven't been here, we are going through Mary's song. That's found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. So if you have your Bibles, open those up and go there. If you don't, look at your bulletin. The verse should be there that I'm going to be preaching from this morning. But this song is a reflection of Mary's heart, not through great circumstances. She was a virgin, carrying the Son of God, fingers being pointed, remembering the promises of God, brought her heart to sing praises. This song is a reflection of that. Last week, I want you to remind yourself of the song that God put on your heart. Isn't that what Psalm 40, verse 3 says? Psalm 40, verse 3 says, "He put a new song in our mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord." If you know Christ as your Savior, He has put a new song in your mouth. And we learn from Mary's song, there is lots to praise, isn't there? Lots to reflect on this Christmas season. Lots to reflect on even if it wasn't the Christmas season. in the first five verses, verses 46 through 49, we saw last week that Mary had much to praise. Her Savior was going to be born. Mary needed saving. And secondly, she was chosen by God. And those of us who know Christ are chosen by God. Those are things to rejoice in. We know that God can do the impossible. He makes the very impossible possible. That's the word mighty is our God. It's where we get the word dynamite. Mary had much to sing praises about. We, as followers of Jesus Christ, part of His visible church, we come here singing praises of a great Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This morning, I just want to focus on just one verse, and that is verse 50. Read it along with me. Mary continues her song and says, "And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation." Mary's song should not be any different than any follower of Jesus Christ. That is, of course, except for the pregnancy part. This morning, I just want to look at this one verse, the song of praise. Verse 50, I mentioned this before last week, but Mary references some 20 Old Testament verses in her song. She learned a lot from the Old Testament, from the Torah. Whether she was taught by her parents or she learned on her own, this verse, verse 50, is a correlation to Psalm 103. Most commentaries suggest it is the very correlation to this psalm. And so I want to read this psalm to you. Psalm 103, verse 17, it says, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who would fear Him, and His righteousness to the children's children." I want to spend the balance of my time on just this one verse. It is so rich in praise to our Savior. And again, it's an example of the song that Mary had on her heart and every song that we should be singing from generation to generation. What can we teach our children? What can we teach our children as we sing songs of praise to our Savior? I think Mary does a good job in this verse, this one verse, about Jesus' love for us. Her Savior's love for us. And so I just have two things that I'm going to share with you this morning. Things that Mary saw from Psalm 103 put into her song about her Savior's love. The first thing that I see found in verse 50 is the first section. That is that Jesus' love is loyal. Jesus' love is loyal. His mercy is for those. That's how it starts. His mercy is for those who fear Him. This is a promise of God. Mary is singing a song of praise of God's love, but a very specific kind of love. Remember, this verse is referenced to Psalm 103, verse 17. The steadfast love of the Lord, it says, from everlasting to everlasting. This is the Hebrew word hasid. This love is called the loyal love of God. This is the faithful love of God. This is the merciful love of God. The word hasid. Mary is saying in her song that God's love is loyal, faithful, merciful to all of us who would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It is something to sing praises about. There's another word for mercy. It literally means pity. We are a sorry bunch, aren't we? Listen, God looks on us with pity. Are you okay with that? You have to be okay with that. Only pride causes you to fight that. His divine, Jesus's divine loyalty requires action on behalf of God's work. His loyal love is a promise that he will deliver us. And God is loyal in his promises. That is something we can sing praises about. God's loyal love through Jesus Christ. You know, in a world of broken promises, you know those, I promise to love you and cherish you all the days of my life. I promise to bring you to that place. I promise to bring you to this place. I promise I'll pick you up after school. I promise I'll... Listen, follower of Christ, we need to teach our children that the perfect example of loyal love is found in Jesus Christ. Mary sang praises of God's loyal, faithful, merciful love, and so should we. His birth, his perfect life, his death on the cross, his resurrection from the dead. This, my friends, is a promise made from God. And he is loyal to fulfill it. He is faithful to fulfill it. And only those, listen to me, only those of true faith will come to him. There's a song we're going to sing, O come, all ye faithful. Listen, the only ones who will come are those who have truly put their faith in God's promise that he will deliver you. And his loyal love it's only possible if Jesus is drawing you. And only those that he is drawing will come. This was a plan that God fulfilled long before Jesus ever entered this world as flesh. Remember back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15? We have the very first plan of salvation illustrated. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you and, or between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Listen, this promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ dying on a cross and rising again. Jesus is loyal. His love is loyal, merciful, faithful. And follower of Christ, we must sing praises of his loyalty to his promises. Parents, you teach your children that it is God who is the loyal one. He is the one whom can save you. And by God's grace, you get that opportunity. You sing praises for his mercy is for you. His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation. The second thing do I see that Mary is singing praises about, not only is God, Jesus, in the flesh, his love loyal, but Jesus' love is lasting. It says from generation to generation. When in the Greek, when generation, that's a word for time, is repeated with another word for time, like generation, most often it means infinity. And in this place, it means infinity. And in reference to Psalm 103, verse 17, it refers to infinity. Listen, Mary is singing praises that God's love lasts forever. Amen? She is singing praises that God's love is everlasting. It never ends. It never ends. Your children, the children of this High Point Church need to know that God's love, Jesus' love, lasts. His love is perfect. His love is true. His love is holy. His love is everlasting. Paul references this in Romans chapter 8. Look at verses 38 through 39, but really you can look at all the way from verse 31 when you get a chance. But it says this, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen? Mary is singing praises for an everlasting love of God. That not only her generation, but generations to come, that God's love will continue to last because the Savior has been born. As parents, we need to point our children to God's love through Christ Jesus. That is why the birth is so important. Christ taking on flesh. He wants to preach it. See, he knows. Listen, guys, in all seriousness, what have we made Christmas? What have we made it into? Ask yourself, parents. Ask yourself. If your kids were to stand up here and you were to ask them, what does Christmas mean to you? Is it that jolly big fat man in a red coat? I won't spoil it for him. I won't say his name. Maybe it's a little doll that's around the house. Maybe it's about presents. Listen, we can redeem those things. I'm not chastising you for doing any of those things, but I'm just telling you, either you redeem those things and point them to Jesus Christ, or those things become the things to idol in Christmas. Listen, my heart goes that way too. We need to teach parents that Christmas is about the gift given for mankind. This gift must be received by every single person, your children included. And this gift is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. This gift cannot be turned away. Listen, I know you're not worthy of this gift. I'm not worthy of this gift, but this gift demonstrates God's loyal and lasting love. And it is something we should be singing praises to. This gift can only be received through genuine faith. A genuine understanding faith. A turning from your sins. A repentance that only can be granted by God as He is drawing you to your knees. Drawing to your knees in humility for your sin and the wrath that should be poured out on all of us. This gift can only be received through genuine faith. Turn to God for salvation and receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Some of you, I know, you're here and you're one of those people that don't like gifts. No. I'm too old to get in gift. I want to be the one that gives gifts. No. You say, you're too prideful to accept something you didn't earn. This is why, my friend, it's called a gift. You don't turn away the gift of God. You cannot turn away from the gift of God. What song are you singing this morning? Do you have a song that God has put on your heart this morning? A song of praise? His mercy is for those who fear Him. from generation to generation. Is that the song of your heart? A song of Jesus' loyal love? Fulfilling the promise from long ago in Genesis 3:15? Is this the song of your hearts? Is this the song we teach our children? His love is loyal and His love is lasting. But I promise you, if you are here and you've never received the gift of Jesus Christ, it is only on this side of eternity can you receive that gift. If you turn away that gift and you die in your sins, then you will face the wrath of God. And rightfully so, because you've rejected His gift on earth. Is God drawing you this morning? Children, is God drawing you? Maybe. In God's great timing, He will show you His loyal love. He will show you that His love lasts forever. Follower of Jesus Christ, is your heart singing praises this morning? Your Savior has been born. He has chosen you. He can do the impossible. And His love is loyal. And His love is everlasting. Sing praises. Sing praises. For He has put a new song in your heart. And many will see and come to a saving knowledge of Him. We bring the children up here because the gospel is for them, as the gospel is for you. Not only is it for a saving work, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, but it is a sanctifying work to those of us who do call Christ Lord and Savior. The gospel never gets old. The gospel is always reminding us of great, great love of God. Let's sing praises like Mary. Let's sing praises. Let's pray. Father, thank You. Thank You for these awesome kids that we have in Your visible church. Lord, my prayer is that as the parents teach them, as we partner with them, pointing them to Jesus Christ, to You, Son of God, that some of them might come to a saving knowledge of You at an early age. Oh, to the glory of Jesus Christ. And then you parents, Lord, my challenge that the Holy Spirit would implore upon each parent here today and any single person here today, any grandparent here today, anybody here today, that we might truly sing a song of praise for the right things. For the right things. Lord, that we might redeem some of these things, but never forget the real reason why we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Without the birth, there is no death, there is no resurrection, and there is no forgiveness of sins. Oh, Jesus, we have much to sing praises with. And Lord, I am grateful that these kids sang praises, and may we sing praises. For it's in Your name I pray, in Jesus' name, amen.